was a comparison between the Iranian officials and the leader of North Korea. He says the supreme leader of Iran is very wise. They have understood this very well. Another American official says the U.S. crisis with Iran has reached a dangerous point. These are the messages of martyrs, and the same thing that Americans are saying. These are the outcome of the blood of martyrs. Let's understand them very well and believe them. This official says the U.S.-Iran crisis has reached a dangerous point, dangerous for them themselves, not for us. And he continues, developments are not playing out as we expected. Regional developments are not unfolding as we expect. And he says that events are taking place within the are not unfolding as we have expected and as we have predicted. It means that they are becoming disappointed. Another American expert says Tehran's countermeasures in order to mitigate the effects of sanctions are very rapid, and Iran has not shown any weakness in this regard. That is thanks to the resistance of our people and the blood of our dear martyrs. During the tough crises of the past, Iran has become very strong, and Iran has a lot of options in order to circumvent the sanctions. And you're seeing that today, these days, although they have reinstated almost all sanctions, we have adopted a lot of measures, and we are avoiding and circumventing those sanctions. Of course, the U.S. is not as strong and as consolidated as before. With the moves it is doing, and it is not much respected by other countries. An American official expresses disappointment. He says, we cannot change Iran's calculations alone. They need help. They need others to help them in that regard. And God willing, this thing is not happening. And another confession made by a top, by New York Times, it says Trump's strategy toward the Middle East is failed. These are the confessions made by American officials and experts and Western experts. Now, those who are dubious and those who are confused and those who urge us to hold talks with the U.S. or back down in the face of U.S., haven't they got to the point? Don't they believe this? Let's put it this way. If you don't believe it, you know where the problem lies. This is the same point that the Supreme Leader mentioned. The problem is that we turn a deaf ear to realities. Anybody who does not believe these remarks and does not see with open eyes the current situation and the power that the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic and the Iranian nation have, all of them have been because of the blood of martyrs. Those people have turned a deaf ear to these messages, to realities, and even they have turned a deaf ear to the enemy's confessions, and they don't even believe the enemy's confessions, and they don't receive and hear these messages well. And if those people listen to these messages well, that will be very good. If they hear these messages well, problems will be solved, the moralities will be boosted, and nobody will waver in the face of the enemy. And the Iranian nation has always stood up to the enemy. But those who are still dubious and those who are still dithering on the issue, this is the message of the martyrs that we have received, the message of martyrs, and every today we are receiving this message. We should listen to these messages. This is the message of martyrs, and these victories and these back-to-back defeats that the enemy has suffered, open your eyes to these, let's believe them, and then our faith will become stronger in this path. Well, all these achievements and all this success, undoubtedly, these achievements are the result of the blood of martyrs. Here we understand the importance of jihad in the path of God.
Now, what you just saw were live images that we're receiving from Iran's central city of Qazvin. The IRGC chief commander made a speech on in a ceremony to commemorate the loss of 3,000 martyrs. Now, he touched upon some very important issues. The IRGC chief commander said that Iran has options to bypass the United States. He said that the Islamic Republic has been able to stand up against its enemies, and also the fact that Iran is capable of defending itself and is considered a key player in the region by the account of U.S. officials who are trying to force regime change in Iran, saying that they are not capable of doing that, and definitely not alone. He also touched upon the issue of Gaza and the plight of Palestinians and the recent attacks, Israeli attacks, on Gaza soil. And, of course, we will be bringing you more about that and more of his speech in our news bulletin throughout the day. Now, back to our regular bulletin, U.S.